This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to the people of Manipur to come forward for peace in the state and choose the path of progress and welfare of the younger generation. The Prime Minister, who arrived in Manipur on a day's visit, was addressing a public gathering at Peace Ground in Churachandpur after laying foundation stones of 14 different projects worth 7,300 crore rupees. Mr. Modi said that Manipur is a land of hope and development, but ethnic violence has gripped the land. He said that development cannot take place without peace, therefore communal hatred, tension and conflict have to end for the development of Manipur. Mr. Modi appealed to the people to stop violence and think about the welfare of the younger generation and development of the state.
मुझे संतोष है कि हाल ही में हिल्स और वैली में अलग अलग ग्रुप्स के साथ समझौतों के लिए बातचीत की शुरुआत हुई है। मैं सभी संगठनों से अपील करूंगा कि शांति के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़कर अपने सपनों को पूरा करें, अपने बच्चों के भविष्य को सुनिश्चित करें और मैं आज आपको वादा करता हूं, मैं आपके साथ हूं।
Earlier, the Prime Minister virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl in Mizoram. The projects are related to multiple sectors including railways, roadways, energy, sports, among others. Mr. Modi inaugurated the Bhairavi Sairang new rail line worth over 8,000 crore rupees, connecting the capital of Mizoram to Indian Railways network for the first time. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that India is the fastest growing major economy in the world and the Northeast is becoming the growth engine of the country.
From today, Aizawl will be on India's railway map. A few years ago, I had the opportunity of laying the foundation stone for the Aizawl railway line. And today, we proudly dedicate it to the people of the nation, overcoming many challenges.
At least 19 high school students were killed and more than 20 others injured in a Myanmar military airstrike at two private boarding schools in Kyak Thaw Township in the western Rakhine state. The attack, according to the Arakan Army and relief agencies, struck late at night yesterday when students were sleeping. The two schools were targeted. Both are private institutions with many students boarding on site. The age of the victims was reported to be between 15 and 21 years. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya said that Viksit Bharat Young Dialogue Leader is a true example of youth-led democracy, turning vision into voice and voice into impact. Addressing the press conference on Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi today, the minister said this is the only platform where young Indians can share their ideas and also present it to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In World Championships in Liverpool, Meenakshi Hooda continued her impressive run to become the third Indian woman boxer to enter the final, beating Mongolia's Lutsai Khani Alansensig in the 48kg semi-finals today. Meenakshi has now assured India's fourth medal at the championships. The Indian women's team drew 1-1 with Japan in their final Super Fours match at the 2025 Women's Hockey Asia Cup in Hangzhou, China today. Ending Japan's chances to reach the final, India's qualification to final now depends on China vs. South Korea match. And in Ladakh, an ethnic food festival was organized today at Munshi Habibullah Mission Higher Secondary School, Kargil, with the aim of reconnecting students to their cultural roots and spreading awareness about the nutritional and historical value of traditional food. Dignitaries present on the occasion highlighted the importance of preserving local food traditions in the face of changing lifestyles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.